Station 966, WIUG 488, copy.
Good evening, Jack, and how are you besides hungry this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. How about you? How's work?
Work was late today. I did everything yesterday. So I didn't have a whole lot to do, but enough to keep me busy anyways. And I get the next 3 days off. Roger?
Oh, Roger, that'd be nice anyhow. Listen, they say there's going to be sleeting rain coming tonight. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I think it was Fox 2. They said rain, snow mixed. And then tomorrow, a little bit of snow. A little over a half an inch tonight, possibly. Other than that, their guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, this morning at 6:05, there's sleeting rain coming tonight till tomorrow morning. That's what they say. And I don't know. I'm going to get up anyhow at 8 o'clock. And I tell you one thing, if I can't drive all the way there, I won't be able to drive all the way there. Because of that, probably the roads, they're not going to be clear. And here in Oakland County, I don't know what it is. They don't clear the roads right away. Roger.
They're trying to save money by not paying the drivers overtime. That's got to be what they're doing. You know, as long as they know they're going to get some more during the day, they're just not paying them to come in early. That's all.
And probably you're right about that, because they used to plow our street 2 years ago, even a year ago, they used to do that. But not now. There's probably a shortage of drivers, too. You know, nobody knows anyhow. So I don't know if I'm going to be there tomorrow or not at the breakfast. Roger?
Yep, I get that. I know I got four-wheel drive. I got that big old truck. I'll be there. Besides which, you know, I already had dinner 4 o'clock because I didn't have lunch at work. I was hungry. So I'll be hungry in the morning, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you one thing, you're sounding good. You sounded really good. Are you on 675 or 625?
No, nope, I'm back on 625.
Yeah, me too. I'm on 625 too. So everybody said, yeah, I'm sounding good.
Well, that issue with the noise is gone. You're sounding loud and clear tonight.
Yeah, because the 675's got a little problems. Connection problem. You got water in the connection. And, I don't know. That's what I heard, so. Anyhow, that's why I'm on 625. And that 625 was down for a couple of days. But Sean got it up anyhow. Roger?
Well, 625 is a little bit better for me, closer to the house. Well, I guess I'm in the middle between Mount Clemens and 625 Detroit. But when I'm on the HT, the 625 is easier for me to hit down here. I don't know. It's wintertime. They're all probably easy to hit.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Hey, by the way, you've been on the radio 2 meter, 70 centimeter? No.
No, not today. I think Hazel Park was supposed to have a repeater crawl this evening, but I took a nap instead. I was sitting there watching the TV programs after having dinner with the wife, and I just kind of lost a half an hour.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, sometimes it happened, Brian. Really, sometimes it happened like that. Roger.
Well, my brother tells me is what happens when I get old. I don't know, maybe one day he'll experience it and understand what's going on. But, yeah, no, I didn't sleep well last night. I was tossing and turning, so a little tired today.
Well, at least you got 3 days off, so that should be take care of all that thing. Unless you got to do some work at the church.
Yeah, we've got one on Monday, a burial on Monday. I'll be out there freezing my butt off. They already pre-dug the hole before the ground froze too bad. So, you know, it only takes a day or two to really make the ground hard to dig in. So with the temperatures expected to plunge on Sunday, he elected to pre-dig the hole. So it won't be as bad. Roger.
Roger, yeah, I know what you're saying. But really, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, they say at night it'll be on Tuesday, 22 below zero.
Yeah, well, that's one thing he was looking at. And with this below zero at night and barely above zero during the day, it doesn't take long to get a few inches of ground frozen, and that is just really hard to dig through. So, yeah, then also it'll shorten our exposure outside with it already being pre-dug. We are under the understanding that there's no funeral procession or funeral service at graveside, so they're just going to be dropping the body off, and the funeral home will witness us putting it in the ground and putting dirt on it. So it will probably be about an hour, hour and a half tops.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Anyhow, Brian, I got to go get some to eat, and you take care. And I'll be back, anyhow. I'll be back in the air again. WIUG 38.
WRFX 966. I'll be monitoring. You know, I'm listening a lot. So, I'll be around. WRFX 966. Standing by.
WFDX 870. Anyone able to give me a radio check?
You're loud. You're clear. For the most part, there's just a little bit of static way, way, way in the background. Like I said, other than that, very readable.
All right, trying a new foliar J-fold that I built, and I think I'm getting a little bit better range. I can actually pick up the point repeater now. I live in Dryden, so I think it's doing pretty good now. Over.